What's up, Edon?
What up, Jacob?
Not much. I'm going to tell a story about how I got this gnarly mark on my nose and how my Wednesday went.
Okay, I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, so I'm sure you noticed. I mean, I was gone that day. I was pretty sick. It was, I don't know, my mom had just gotten a bunch of food and I hadn't eaten anything that day. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go all out and eat like one of everything. So I did that and it was awesome because I was super damn hungry. But I ended up getting food poisoning from something. Still don't know what it was. And I just woke up the next morning and it was absolutely horrible. I mean, everything, every single part of my body was aching. It was unbelievable. I have had food poisoning before.
I've never had food poisoning.
It's not a fun experience. It's like a flu.
Yeah, I've never had the flu either.
Oh, okay. I don't even know how to explain it then. It's just like...
No, but I've heard people with, like, food poisoning. Because my dad had food poisoning, and he's a truck driver, so... It's pretty scary.
Yeah,
Don't you get, like, really nauseous?
It's horrible nausea. Surprisingly, I didn't throw up. I kind of wish I did, though. I feel like it would have made me feel a lot better. I just don't have... I can't gag myself. It's not something I can do. But anyways, so I was just absurdly sick, and I was just bedridden for the entire day. And I could barely stand up, and I was a freaking mess. I was all sweaty and just disgusting. So I'm like, you know what? I need to take a shower. And so I get in the shower, and it's absurdly hot because I hadn't, you know, I was just too lazy to check the temperature at that point. That's how sick I was. It was just like... Simple things like checking the temperature were just too much for me.
Yeah.
So I get in the shower, and like the moment my skin hits the water, I'm just like, oh damn, that's hot, and my vision just kind of blurs out because I haven't had anything to eat.
Do you think it's because of like the heat? Like, you know how when it's a cold room and then when you turn on the hot shower.
Yeah. I think that had a lot to do with it. It was also the fact that I was like insanely dehydrated, and I hadn't eaten. Absolutely anything like this. Yeah, but the water just like hit my skin and I was crazy dehydrated at that point. I was just a mess. And instantly my vision just starts to completely shut off and my brain just shuts off. And honestly, I felt like I died for a second because I don't like even remember passing out, but I passed out in the shower. And you know, most showers, it's got like kind of like the porcelain or plastic bathtub, which would hurt nonetheless, but I mean, we've got this like tile floor laid out. It's like a walk-in shower, so it was pretty gnarly. I wake up because I mean the water was still insanely hot, and it wakes me up pretty quickly afterwards, and my nose is just completely killing me. I'm like, oh damn, that hurts. And I realized I had passed out. Like, it was pretty easy to understand what had happened. So, I just finish up showering. I'm like, yeah, I'm already in, whatever. And I get out, and I'm checking my nose in the mirror, and it's like, it doesn't look that bad. You know, it's just kind of like a little cut. I thought it would just kind of scab over, like, whatever, no big deal. But about an hour passes, and my mom comes back home to check on me, and she's like, what the hell is wrong with your face? I'm like, what are you talking about? Because I had, like, put a Band-Aid over it, and it was just bleeding a little bit, just like... What the hell is wrong with your face? It's like completely bruised everywhere. I'm like, you're kidding. And I look in the mirror and it's like, even with the Band-Aid on over my nose, there was just bruising up and down above it and like on the sides. And it was not, I thought I had broken it for a little bit, but it doesn't hurt very bad. And I mean, I can touch it without like wincing. So,
the first 2 days when you touched it, did it hurt when you sneezed?
I don't know, I haven't sneezed since it happened, but,
Oh, so yeah. You got lucky there.
I did get lucky. I don't think I broke it, because, I mean, immediately after, like, it didn't... It hurt, obviously, because, I mean, hitting your nose hurts really bad, but it wasn't, like, excruciating pain. I don't think it's broken. I think I just bruised it pretty gnarly. Yeah, but the rest of the day was kind of a blur. I thought I had a concussion for a little bit, because on Thursday, when I was in, like, Apes, we were looking at something up on the board, and I just couldn't, I couldn't picture what it was. It was just completely blurry, and I've had, you know, pretty phenomenal vision, like, my entire life, which I guess I got pretty lucky for, and I've never had to wear glasses or contacts or anything like that, but I just could not make out what it said. Like, it was, it was weird. It was like I was looking through warped glass. Like, everything was just completely blurry, and I'm like, oh, this might not be good. But I decided to just wait it out, and...
Did it get... Did your vision get better by the time you came into English?
Yeah, but not really.
So, did you drive to school that day?
I did drive, yeah.
So, how was it driving back?
Driving back, I was cautious, but I didn't really notice much. Like, it wasn't very different. I just kind of... I had a really bad headache all day. And I've got a... It, you can't see it, but I've got a goose egg, like, right above my left eyebrow. It's sore.
I mean, your nose looks, what's it called? Like, pushed out more.
Does it?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because it goes like this, and then it comes out.
Yeah,
it
kind of comes. I was kind of hoping that I would have, like, shoved it in a bit, because it already had that little lip. I was hoping that I would have actually gotten pretty lucky with this, and it would have just kind of pushed my nose in.
So you can get a nose job?
No, I don't want a nose job. Rhinoplasty's not my thing, but yeah, it would have been cool if I just kind of got lucky and it, like, pushed my septum in, because I don't know, it's something that bugs me about my nose, but it's whatever. It's pretty badass. That was a lot of people's first impressions, but I think they were just messing with me.
No, it looked like you got in, like, a boxing fight.
Right?
You,
yeah.
You got, like, your stuffed rocked.
Yeah, it does look like I got beat up. But, yeah, that's about it for my story.
Thank you for sharing your story with me, Jacob.
No problem.